To my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
What was that? Yeah, here in 2020, thanks to the pandemic, there's not going to be much of a Halloween. It's really hard to social distance handing out candy. And now we have America's favorite retailers, Macy's, Kohl's, Walmart, Target, Nordstrom's, Best Buy, Lowe's, and all the rest. They're just racing to the Christmas finish line. They have pretty much had their fourth quarter upended by Amazon Prime Day. That usually happens in July, but it was held in mid-October with record-setting sales. So welcome to Christmas in October, or Christmas-tober, as I like to say. In years past, prices usually didn't hit bottom until Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, or Cyber Monday. This year, retailers are jumping the gun on holiday sales and offering low price guarantees all throughout the season. I have a ton of questions about Black Friday. Like, when should you buy what? How to make sure that you really get the lowest price? What are some deals to be on the lookout for? What are the return policies? After all, if you buy something right now, it'll be past the 30-day return window when the person gets the gift. So joining us to sort it all out is Kristen McGrath. She's the editor of BlackFriday.com. She's our go-to gal every year, this time of year. She's super smart and super connected. This is important intel you need to know before you start your holiday shopping. Kristen, thank you so much for joining us here on Tech You Should Know, what I've been calling Christmastober. Amazon Prime Day launched the holiday shopping season. I think so many people are confused. I know I am. It's easy to be confused because it used to be that you'd buy your TV and your gaming consoles on Black Friday and then your toys on Cyber Monday and your clothes closer to Christmas. But are you finding that people are really doing their Christmas shopping now before Halloween?
I think retailers are certainly trying to get people started early. We've seen some retailers launch some teaser deals, some early Black Friday deals, just any kind of sale you can imagine. So, you know, whether people are just in research mode or actually clicking buy remains to be seen, but there are certainly plenty of sales out there and it is very confusing.
Well, I went over to BlackFriday.com and you have some of those sales ads already posted for Black Friday. What are some deals that you're seeing that you're like shaking your head like, wow, this is really amazing?
So right now, there's some pretty compelling deals in Walmart's ads. Walmart has actually dropped two pre-Black Friday / Black Friday ads. Walmart's kind of doing three Black Fridays this year. So we dropped two ads so far. We're seeing AirPods, the basic ones with the not wireless, the wired charging case for under $100. And we're seeing some pretty low priced deals on 4K TVs from them. Not necessarily the highest quality sets out there, but if you're on a budget and you want a huge screen, you can definitely get a big 4K screen this year for under $300.
Wow, that's really amazing. But I still find it hard to believe that we have two or three different circulars for Black Friday, and it's not even November yet, right? So are the retailers, do you think their strategy is that we're going to tell you everything that's on sale for Black Friday so you don't buy it until Black Friday? Or can I get those deals now?
In some cases, so Best Buy right now is rolling out deals on its site that are its Black Friday deals, not all of them. But if you go right now, they have some Black Friday guaranteed pricing on headphones, some laptops, and some TVs. We suspect, though, that based on some of the deals that have been revealed so far, some retailers might be still holding out till closer to that November timeframe to release everything that they're going to offer.
But still, I'm confused. I really am.
Yes, we all are.
Because it's like, what happened to us? I know that 2020 is weird, and I know it's crazy. We're in the middle of this pandemic. But so are we going to have doorbuster deals on Black Friday, do you think?
I think those are going to be very rare. So far, Walmart's the only one that's come out and said, yes, we are doing an in-store event at 5 a.m. on Black Friday. Of course, they're exercising some precautions. You have to line up single file. They're limiting people in stores. And you have to grab stuff off the right side of the aisle as you walk through. So they're trying to be very careful. But I think this year is going to to be pretty much online across the board. Walmart might be a bit of a trailblazer in this regard, doing something in store. But I think, but even it is saying that the deals that are available in store are also going to be available online.
So now this year, if I see something like a Black Friday TV, a doorbuster deal, I can order it online and then could I get like curbside pickup?
In a lot of cases, yes. A lot of the big box retailers are letting you get electronics curbside. In some cases, they might be on like shipping only. They may not be available in a store near you. So, you know, there are some caveats to this, but generally the retailers make it pretty clear as you're shopping that it's available at a store near you or you're going to have to wait for shipping.
All right. So let's talk about what I mentioned, that, you know, on Black Friday, you'd buy your TVs and your gaming consoles and your toys and your clothes. And then, of course, after Christmas, you want to buy your Christmas tree and all that other holiday stuff. Are there things that I should be buying right now because now is the best price?
I wouldn't say necessarily, and that's what makes this year so confusing because we really don't know what retailers are going to do. Yes, they're announcing deals earlier, but since Black Friday is such a big deal and such a huge tradition, it's possible that better deals could be announced closer to Black Friday, and some retailers haven't even announced any deals yet. So I would say, you know, Dell is a really good example. They put out their ad and they put out some very specific, like a schedule pretty much from now until Christmas of what's going to go on sale on what day. So if you're looking for electronics and you're looking for laptops, for PCs, for monitors, that sort of thing, it's an ad worth checking out for sure because it's really just giving a lot of information. So if you see something that you want and it's the specs you want and it's a price you like, you can check that one off your list.
You know, that's really interesting. So instead of like keeping it a big secret, we're going to let everybody know this is what's on sale. We're going to let our competitors know what's on sale. And we hope that you buy it from us. I wish more retailers would do that.
I do too. And that said, you know, even, and we've seen this with some retailers too, we've seen it with Sam's Club and with Dell that have released some early ads. There are some really popular items in them where they're not revealing the prices yet in those ads and telling people to check back on their website. So if, for example, some of the smart home stuff, some of the gaming systems, that they're not revealing their bundle prices yet or their prices yet, they want people to check back.
Okay, so Cyber Monday came about when everybody was hopping online, and then after Thanksgiving and after Black Friday, they decided that, well, you know, we need to buy some more stuff for Christmas. Will we have a Cyber Monday?
I think we still will. It's in the past years, we've noticed Black Friday and Cyber Monday just sort of merging together even more and just, you know, deals just run the entire weekend. But we have in recent years seen that there are some special deals offered on Cyber Monday and retailers are plugging their Cyber Monday sales. And I think with more people shopping online this year, I think that sort of cyber and online reputation that Cyber Monday has is going to pull a lot of people in this year.
So you mentioned the 4K TVs. You mentioned the AirPods, of course, not the wireless charging, but, you know, the ones that you actually, I know, first world problem. We have to plug them in. Okay, we're sorry about that. What are some other big ticket items or even small ticket items? What are some items that people are going to be really rushing for to get and that they may want to get them now before they actually get sold out?
I would say if you're looking for anything like home related, so that's everything from like your small appliances to from your pressure cookers to your air fryers and things of that nature. If you see a good price, those could go quickly because people are cooking more at home. They're not going out as much. And really though, some of the biggest ticket items that are selling out this year is home workout equipment. Like the Peloton bike is still, you know, it's going to take it 4 weeks to 6 to 9 weeks, depending on which one you order, to actually get to you. And that's right now. So really anything, you know, starting to think ahead, okay, what can't people do out of their homes anymore? And what do they need to start doing at home? Those are some things that are going to be smart to put on your list early.
Of course, we had the Peloton commercial last year, right? Mm-hmm. Where it was like, oh no, don't buy your wife a Peloton because you're just going to make an enemy of yourself, saying like, oh honey, you got some big old thunder thighs, honey. You ought to be getting on that bike pretty soon, right? And now this year it was like, you know what? I really do want a Peloton bike.
Yes, no one wants to go to the gym. So yeah, it's become a very hot product this year.
Well, and that's interesting because, you know, it's a very pricey bike. I have one. It's $2,500. I mean, for an exercise bike that I'm looking at mine right now and thinking to myself, you know, it probably cost them $500, maybe, you know, with the tablet on board. Do you see Peloton's competitors like Nordic Trek and the others coming out and saying, you know, with some deals for the holidays?
Yeah, I think that's definitely possible, especially, you know, with people, if, you know, they had their heart set on the Peloton bike, but then realize it's not going to get there before Christmas. I think competitors are going to try to make it worth your while to go to them instead.
So, you know, of course, everybody's working at home and it's really also hard to find a bread maker. So if you have anybody on your list that didn't get a bread maker, but they want one for Christmas, that's probably something else that you want to think about getting now before it gets too late. So we went through Black Friday, Cyber Monday. December, we have always Small Business Saturday. Big deal or not?
If you're shopping local and you're trying to make it a priority to shop local, you're going to find some good deals. The question is going to be, you know, a lot of the Small Business Saturday stuff in the past was, you know, more of an in-store event because the idea was to get, you know, people out shopping and supporting local. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, if there's more of an online component to that this year.
Well, hopefully we're sorting out this whole, as I say, Christmas-tober that has taken place here in 2020. You want to stay right where you are because when we come right back, we're going to talk to Kristen more about in depth about what type of strategies we should be using. And what about the return policies? If we buy something now and we find it later at a lower price, and who's doing price matching? So we'll be right back. Hey, we're talking to Kristen McGrath. She's the editor over at BlackFriday.com, and we've been talking all about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday. I know. It is just too much here in 2020. So, Kristen, we talked about some flyers that you have posted over at BlackFriday.com. Any toys that people should be looking at now?
Yeah, so a bunch of retailers have released their toy list, and it's, you know, every year it's kind of like easy to pinpoint what's going to be like the top toy of the year. And this year we're kind of seeing some of the same toys and some toys being repeated or just having slightly different versions this year. So it's really hard to determine like what's going to be the top toy this year. But in general, if you want something very specific or your kid wants something very specific, smart to shop early in case it does sell out.
Do you know any toys that people are going to be, that any specific toys that will be selling out or no?
So I would include gaming systems as the top quote unquote toy of the year. We're stuck inside, all of us are kids, adults, entire families. So, and it has been, retailers have had a tough time even keeping like older gaming systems on the shelves this year or available for ordering. And with two new gaming systems out this year, the PS5 and the Xbox Series and the Switch remaining super popular, I think those are going to be the toys selling out this year for sure.
So your advice has always been to wait until Black Friday to buy the gaming system, right? Because you have a bundle. Maybe you'll get a couple of controllers and you'll get a couple of games. Is that still a good strat for this year?
This year, it might not be. We may not see. I mean, some of the older gaming systems that retailers are trying to get rid of, like if they have the PS4 still or the Xbox One, you might see some nice price drops and some good gaming bundles on those. And for your needs, those gaming systems might fit your needs. But if you're looking at the Switch or either of the two new gaming systems out this year, if it's available and you want it and anything's thrown in it, whether it's a gift card or a game, I would say snap it up sooner rather than later. I don't think we're going to see any amazing deals on those on Black Friday.
Okay, so let's say we know what we want. And we have pinpointed it for, say, Walmart, Amazon, Sam's Club, Costco, you know, you name it, because everybody's having sales. How do we know if we're truly, truly getting the best price? Is that where something like Camel can come in as an extension, or is there a better way?
I think, yeah, looking at a price history tool like Camel does show you what the price has been over the history of the item. So we can tell you if it's a price that it hits all the time, every other Tuesday, or if it's a price that we've never seen before. And that can tell you, okay, this is a great price. It's probably in limited quantity. I need to get it. But I think it's also, so as retailers do start coming out with more of their deals, releasing their Black Friday deals preview pages, their Black Friday ads, I think it can just be really smart to look and see who's offering what price on what. And a lot of them will just price, you know, match each other's prices anyway, but you might, you know, get a gift card thrown in at one retailer, or Kohl's might offer Kohl's cash with something. And so then, you know, those little extras can make one deal better than the other.
So when you're looking at Amazon, which everybody's on Amazon, seems like every day, right? And you see the third party retailers, you know, one of the things I've always cautioned people about is like, if you do see something like a Nintendo Switch that you know is very difficult to get, and then you see it on Amazon or eBay or wherever at a low price, lower than what it actually should retail for, that is obviously a big red flag. Are there any other red flags that we should be passing along to our listeners here?
Yeah. If you're shopping on Amazon, I think it's really smart just to take that extra step and scroll down to the reviews, because if an item's fraudulent or misrepresented, that's where you're going to find it. And I actually got fooled the other day. I'm ashamed to say it. I ordered a really counterfeit product that I didn't realize until it got to me. And only after the fact did I look at the reviews, and those reviews would have told me straight up not to order what I ordered. So definitely check the reviews.
But you know, there's also the fake reviews, right? I mean, so if you see reviews that it's like, oh, this is the best product ever with no descriptions or no elaboration on anything, it's probably a fake review, even if it says a verified purchaser.
Yes, that's very suspicious. And then also, you know, sometimes like if you look at it, sometimes I'll go straight to like, okay, well, the 1-star reviews, what did they say? You know, rather than the 5-star reviews, check out who gave it a 1-star review and why they did so. And if you see it pretty heavily weighted on the 1 and 2 stars, there's something fishy going on.
So we have retailers, Kristen, like Macy's, that, boy, I'll tell you, I would not want to be in charge of Macy's. That has to be a complete nightmare. I mean, knowing that Amazon has Prime Wardrobe and they are pretty much selling everything. How are companies like Macy's and retailers like Kohl's, how are they distinguishing themselves during this whole Christmas shopping season versus Amazon, where it becomes so easy to find anything and you just click to buy now and then you have it in 2 days?
Yeah, I think where the brick and mortar retailers might have a slight edge is with the same day curbside pickup, because some people are going to order at the last minute. Some people are not going to want to wait for shipping. Some people don't have Prime, so they're stuck waiting a little bit longer for their Amazon order. And we just saw Nordstrom released yesterday that they're doing something interesting, that every day, I think starting in mid-October or late October through Christmas, essentially, they're going to give a free gift or a freebie or a coupon or something to the first 50 people every day who do curbside pickup at their store. So I think that's sort of where those brick and mortar retailers are going to try to compete.
Boy, you know, that's interesting. I didn't hear about that. So the first 50 people that do curbside pickup. So how would you do that? I mean, you'd hop online, buy it, and then be one of the first people to show up at the store. Is that pretty much it?
Yeah. And I suppose you don't know if you're one of the first 50, but yeah, it's, you know, if you're looking for stuff from Nordstrom and you opt to pick it up early, you might be getting something free that day.
How about Target? What are they doing?
So Target is really, again, they're plugging, you know, their Drive Up service, which they expanded this year to include perishable groceries. So like if you're shopping, if you want a TV or some electronics and some clothes, but then you also want to like get milk, it just kind of makes it like the one-stop solution for like everything you need to buy that day. And they haven't revealed much yet about their holiday deals and Black Friday plans, but they're one of those retailers that's saying, we're going to start offering deals in early November and make them just available the whole season.
See, it's so bizarre to me that we're talking about this and Black Friday is like November 27th, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and here we are just, you know, wondering, you know, what we should be buying now. Now, it used to be like Kohl's would have like their, let's go back to toys for just a second. In my mail, my U.S. mail, is that I got an Amazon toy catalog, which I thought was just so fascinating. I mean, a lot of money went into printing this catalog, getting it in the mail. And then I was thinking to myself, you know, probably because I bought toys for my nieces and nephews that, you know, this is why I got the catalog. Because my son is 19, so obviously he doesn't need any of that anymore. But are we going back to even, like, I was interested if you have a perspective on why we're going back into, like, printed catalogs when everything's also happening online.
Yeah, it's interesting. And I think Amazon started experimenting with printed catalogs last year, which is just, you know, the last thing a lot of us expected Amazon would do. But I think, like, especially with these toy books and, like, toy lists and toy circulars, I think they're just a familiar part of holiday cheer for a lot of people. And so it makes sense that especially this year, those would be getting mailed out. Sam's Club also made kind of a splash this week by mailing out its entire November savings catalog, which includes some of its Black Friday deals, to people earlier this week. So they got a physical copy of that in their mailbox a little bit early. So I think retailers have kind of recognized there's a lot of noise going on online, but maybe if we can spark some holiday joy in their snail mail, they might be thinking of us when they time to start shopping.
Yeah, we all need some more holiday and Christmas cheer, especially in 2020, that this year has totally, well, it has flew by. Oh, I know, that's bad. Hey, don't go away, because when we come right back, we're going to talk about some of the big sellers that the Consumer Tech Association thinks is going to be on everyone's wish list, so stay right where you are.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
We're talking to Kristy McGrath. She's the editor over at BlackFriday.com, which, if you haven't checked out the site, I'll tell you, they've got scans for all the retailers in the online site. So if you're looking for something specific and you want to see the ad circulars, remember, we used to get those in the mail? Well, now you can look at them all online over at BlackFriday.com. Kristen, I heard that smartphones are going to be a big seller this year. Any deals on phones that we should be looking for?
Yeah, so Walmart already announced it's doing a 7-day cell phone event, essentially, a 7-day wireless event in mid-November, where it's, and the deals that it listed are kind of what we generally expect from, like, actual Black Friday deals. So with cell phones, a lot of retailers may not offer, like, a discount on the phone itself, but if you activate in store, you get store gift cards. And the offers, you know, aren't too shabby. We're talking, like, $350 to $450 in retailer gift cards when you buy and activate a new phone.
Which, you know, of course, everybody wants the iPhone 12 Pro Max, right? You know what? I'll tell you, Kristen, I went online to just, you know, configure one. I have to pre-order it, obviously. But it was close to $1,500 by the time I got done with getting the phone, getting the Apple Care, and, you know, just adding on a case. I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, you know, $15 for a phone when, you know, granted, it does a lot more, but I actually use it, I think, more to text than to actually make a phone call. I also saw that wearables were on the list. Any deals with smartwatches and things like that?
Yeah, so we've seen a couple early deals. Sam's Club had a Fitbit Charge 4 in its ad circular that it just released. We also saw some decent wearable deals on Prime Day. So I think we're going to see some good Black Friday deals on Apple Watches, maybe not the best deals on the new Series 6, which just came out, but you might find some good ones on the Series 3. So yeah, and then, you know, probably Fitbit down the line is probably going to have discounts. So in general, yeah, smart wearables are going to be are definitely a smart buy, especially with people, you know, having to do more workouts solo as they avoid the gym. Those are going to be very compelling and very likely marked down.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they actually make a great gift. because especially if you have somebody in your family who's older, I mean, like the Samsung Galaxy 3, not the 2, the 3 has fall detection, so does the Apple Watch. And so there are certain things that you might want to look for. If you're looking for any type of wearable smartwatch, we have a whole list over at commando.com for that breaks it down by what feature it is and how much the watch actually costs. Speaking of price, and final question for you, Kristen, what are the return policies? I mean, Amazon is now 30 days. So if I buy something now, am I able to return it? Or if I'm waiting because I'm not sure if it's going to go on better price? Or I mean, that's really confusing for me as well. So what do you think? What do you say to somebody who's like, you know, should I wait to buy it because if I need to return it?
So Amazon's doing something pretty interesting this year. It's extended its return policy more than we've seen it do. It always does a bit of a holiday extended return policy, but this year it's even longer. So essentially stuff you, they rolled it out in early October. So stuff you buy now through Christmas is going to be returnable till the end of January. Things get a little bit murky with like some third-party sellers, so you really want to check the terms of the item before you buy it, before you rely on that generous return policy. But technically, you could buy something now, and as long as you're within the terms of the return policy, you could potentially buy it again if the price falls down and return the one you got.
Well, Kristen, you are like the Black Friday goddess. That should be your new title.
Why, thank you.
I expect you to see that. So like underneath now, when you send me email, it shouldn't just say editor blackfriday.com. It would be like, you know, Black Friday goddess. I get to be the digital goddess. You get to be the Black Friday goddess. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, folks, if you're looking for more information and the sales circulars, she's got them all posted over at blackfriday.com. And how often are you updating with those circulars?
We're updating as soon as they come out, basically. So I imagine with in a couple of weeks, we're going to be updating those every single day. And we're posting the toy lists, the holiday gift guides, in addition to those Black Friday ad circulars. So there's plenty to look at.
Yeah, there's tons of stuff there. Kristen, thank you again.
Thank you.
One of the best ways to stay up to date on the latest in tech is by joining us over at the Commando community. You get access to the Kim Commando Show podcast, as well as my shows. We bring you the most comprehensive and important news, tips, and secrets about everything digital. Plus, becoming an exclusive Commando community member helps us create more episodes on the Tech You Should Know podcast and our radio shows, where we talk to movers and shakers in the digital age. You get all these great resources for just a few dollars a month, and you get a 30-day free trial over at GetKim.com. After that, you can even get a discount if you're a senior military vet or service personnel. And I'd like to thank Kristen once again for joining us on this very special Tech You Should Know podcast. And I also want to thank our producers, Mike James and Cassidy Taylor. They do some awesome work behind the scenes. And thank you for listening. And if you like this podcast, share it out. Especially, I want you to share it on your social media feed. And if you're looking for the 3-hour National Kim Commando Show, there's only one place you can get that. It's a paid podcast. You get it over at GetKim.com. It's just a few bucks a month, and we give discounts for military, vets, seniors, service personnel. And again, you get 30 days free over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com for our 3-hour podcast with the National Radio Show. And as always, I really appreciate your support of all of our programming and everything that we do, because without you, I don't know what I would be doing. I'm Kim Commando, and thank you again.